Hi, welcome to M4 Customer Services. How can I help? Yes, sir. Bear with me. Just let me check. So it's 812-733. Okay, am I talking to Mr. Paul Edwards? Okay, you're in number 16, Griffin Street, Hamlin Heights. Yeah, Victoria. So, okay, can you please let me know? What is the current status of your Wi-Fi? Okay. Currently, you have, just check what I'm able to find out here is there is an amount of $29.33 that is actually pending on your account. So I will just check what is the bill. Because you, okay, with including the adjustments and all, so I'll let you know. Give me a moment. Your current monthly plan that you have selected, it's a 25 Mbps plan, okay? And you had some credit which was adjusted, and the only amount that is showing up, which is which you can pay, is $29.33. Okay? I'll let you know how much your total bill is. Like, what is your current monthly access fee? It's $69.09, 69.9. Yes, if you wish to, or you can wait. Give me a second. You can pay $150 and the remainder will be adjusted. You can pay 120 or 130 per, and or you can also pay 150 because you have like $29.33, which is already there, which you have to pay. Okay, for both the months, I'll let you know, sir. For both the months, including your monthly access fee for the next couple, including this month and the next month, it sums up to approximately 140. So, and there is an outstanding amount which was there of $29.33, which you can add it up. So, it will be around 170 if you. 29.33, sir. It is already present. If you want, I can send you an email about it. You will get a clearer picture about it. So $29.33 is actually showing up on your account, which you can pay, and which is due to, on 18th of November. Okay. Now, if you add up your monthly access fee for these 2 months, so which is $69 approximately a month, so it's 140 there, and then you have 29.33. So in total, it will be 170. No, sir. 'Cause see, you made an advance payment for previous month, and your bills were adjusted. Okay, so your current outstanding bill, which shows up here, is $29.33, which is showing up. Or you can also wait, and there is nothing with us that you have to pay right now. You can wait till 18th of the month. You can pay your bill on 18th of November as well. Okay, or you also have the option, and see, you also have the option to pay your bill every month. You can also set up an auto debit, so come automatically, it will be paid up from your account. So that is actually more hassle-free. $69, sir. Yeah, it's including 2 months and the $29.33 that is showing up on your account, including everything. Yes, sir. 69. Yeah, it's another $69.09. 69, sir. I'm sending you a copy in your email. That's correct. What do you generally use the internet for, sir? Okay, I'm sending you the copy of your September bill. Okay. Okay, just give me a second, sir. I'm sending you a copy of your September bill now. I have already sent that to your email address. Okay. So if you keep a copy of the bills, you will be able to understand. It's already clearly mentioned on your bill. Yeah, it is possible, but why would you pay extra? It's just a copy of your bill. You can check on an email, sorry. You can just simply download it. If you need to keep a hard copy, you can just take a printout from it. Okay, why would you pay extra? Yeah, you will see there is a section in your bill which says your monthly act. If you scroll down to the bottom, it says monthly access, then dates. So in the date section, you see from 1st of the month till 31st of the month. That is your. Hello? Can you hear me, sir? So that is the actual package cost that you are currently paying. So the billing date starts from 1st of each calendar month till the last day of that calendar month. So generally, it's like 30 days. Some months there are 31 days, so it's the same that you pay. I'm sending you another copy of the October bill. Okay, that will actually give you a clearer picture. Okay. Yeah, I've sent that to you. Remember, sir, your bills are generated by the 1st week. So within the first, from 1st to 5th, the bill will be generated and it will be emailed to you. Okay. Then you have approximately 14 days in hand. After that, you can make a payment. Because, see, within these 14 days, you can also make the payment for your bill. 18th of every month is the due date of the bill. Okay? That is the due date. Yeah, October is gone. It is going to cover you for November and December. Yes, sir. Yes. If you want to, you can pay, or you can also wait till 18th. You can pay then. Yes, sir. Just give me 1 minute. 1 minute, please. Yes, sir. You can start. I'm ready. On the back. No, there will be three numbers. All good, sir. Give me 1 minute. Yeah, you will get it. Yes, sir. And just give me 1 moment. You have to be on the line, sir. Okay, you want everything to be sorted out till the end of the year. That's okay. We'll surely look into this. I'm making a note on your account. So, see, the prices that you have been given, these are already the best prices that we generally. Yes, sir. Because see, you will come across several providers. You will come across offers which say, like for the say, first 6 months you pay half price, but it is actually not the half price. First 6 months you pay a discounted price, and after 6 months it goes up. For example, for 25 meg one, the one that you have got. If you come across a company, they will say that they will charge you only 50 or 55 for the month for the first 6 months only. After 6 months, it will just rise to 100. So that if you calculate, obviously you're going to take a contract for at least 12 months or 24 months. Okay, so after 6 months, it will be 100. If you calculate your expenses for the whole year, you will be able to see that it's actually more expensive that way. Because whatever services you take from us, you get a bill, you pay the same every month. So there is no tricky offers play in between, sir. Yeah, so just give me one quick moment. It didn't go through, sir. I will have to try again. That is why I asked you to give me 1 minute. I'll have to do it one more time, sir. Are you there? Yes, sir. Sir, you have to read out again. I'm ready. I'll send a copy. Yes, sir. Are you ready? No. I have to process your payment again. So, can you please read out the numbers again? No, it didn't go through, sir. It declined. I'll try again, no problem. Can you please read down the long one? And the tree on the back. Yes, sir. Processing again. Done, sir. Hello? Yes, sir, done. Yeah, it's went through, and I'll just give you the receipt. So it's 87939-5978. It was leaving a note on your account about it, and it's successfully done. So you're covered till the next covered for this year. Okay. You're welcome, sir. Yeah, it's all done. Okay. Is there anything else which I can help you out with, sir? Okay, so the copies are sent to you in your email address. Okay, thank you for calling us. You have a nice day, sir.